Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Lex Thomas welcomes Jeremy Rule to the show as they discuss Microsoft Premier support for developers. Tune in as they chat about what services are available, such as application development, field engineering, 24 hours a day, 7-day technical support, and much, much more. And what's that you say? Surface, Surface, Surface! The Microsoft Surface tablet is now available, and be sure to check out what Lex has to say about that. Lex, the mic is yours.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to Taste of Premiere. This is Episode 2, Season 2, and we're going to do things a little bit differently this episode. We're going to have a couple of segments. Our first segment today will be all about developer support, and I've got a special guest today, Jeremy Rule, who is going to talk about what Microsoft Premiere support offers for developers. And we'll do that segment, and then we're going to follow up with a special segment on the Windows Surface RT. So without further ado, let's get started. Hey, Jeremy, you there?
I am. Thanks, Lex, for inviting me on the show. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I'm glad to have you. Pretty exciting topic, developer support. I've always kind of wanted to be a developer, and, you know, so I've written some little apps and stuff, little tools that do some things, and you know, I say written, 90% of it is Reed, who is a mutual friend of you and yours and mine.
Yeah.
And but Reed definitely helps me out quite a bit with that stuff. But anyway, developer support, can you kind of just give me a brief description of what developer support is?
Yeah, absolutely. And Reed, I think, is a good example. He's an application development manager in my organization. And basically, if you're building an application, whether it's for Windows Azure or if it is for Windows 8 or SharePoint or some other developer platform, and you get stuck, developer support there is to help. And that's for both kind of debugging something that's really fallen down or just trying to figure out, you know, what is the best way maybe to do data access or to get something in and out of the cloud or to set up a user interface.
Yeah, that's cool. I know he's working quite a bit lately with our Azure offering, and so that's cool. So there are a lot of, I think, other companies that offer kind of pseudo developer support. You know, how is our offering different from them?
Well, our offering, I think in one word, it's comprehensive, and you have everything from community support. So there's the forums, there's MSDN, there's a number of places that you can go out and get free support, all the way up to the highest level of commercial paid support. And that's, you know, if you're betting your business on an application, or it's a it's something where you can't afford to do it twice, we scale all the way up to that fully managed support that has some service level agreements. It has the ability to bring in an engineer on site and fix something. So I think what's interesting for Microsoft is that there's that full scale of support. And if you look at some of the other platforms out there, sometimes they're just strong on the community support or they're just strong on the managed support. But Microsoft enjoys this kind of unique, full comprehensive scale.
So that's awesome. So who can engage Premier support for developers?
The typical type of person that engages or customer that engages with us is somebody who's building anything from an app that'll be in the store for Windows 8 Marketplace all the way up to, let's say they're building a hospital system or a trading system or a big commercial ISV application, and they need, you know, a significant number of consultants and application development managers to ensure that project goes well. So we scale from the very small to the very big.
How do people engage Premier support for developers?
Well, if you look at the link that's just, I think, below our screen here, you can click on that and get some basic information on the program, and then really contacting your sales office or the 1-800 number on that site, and you'll be hooked up with the right group to get you the service.
Awesome. That's awesome. Last but not least, is there like a really good example of where, you know, a customer was in in over their head maybe a little bit and contacted Premier Support for developers, and we helped them. I'm sure that happens all the time, but is there one story that, you know, that you brag about when you're talking about Premier Support for developers with your friends?
Yeah, I think so. There's, you know, recently we had a customer come to us that was building a banking application, and that application was scaling to about 100 users, when in reality they needed to bring it to about 2,000 concurrent users. So they had some real performance issues that were kind of all the way through the stack, from the user interface all the way to the back end. So we brought this customer into one of our labs, which is part of what this service provides. And it's not really the hardware that was so interesting, although that's nice to have some hardware to run things on, but it was really about pulling in all of the experts. So somebody who could help debug the middle tier, somebody who could help performance tune the database, somebody who could help stomp out some bugs on the user interface. So we spent 2 very intensive weeks with this customer getting this application from 100 up to, you know, well past the 2,000 that they needed. And they were able to deploy it and help them win a sale with a bank that they needed to win a sale with. And it was really about, you know, taking them that last mile. Their developers had already done a great job building this application. It was sound architecturally. It just had it had a few nuanced things that were causing performance issues. And once we knocked those out, it led this customer to a big sale.
Awesome. So I guess the bottom line is that if you're a customer out there and you know you've got some development project that you're working on, you're not alone. Microsoft is there for you. You can contact Premier Support for Developers, and you know that's what we're here for. We're here to help.
Absolutely, and we would love to engage with it. Really, any customer that is making a significant investment in the Microsoft platform. If you're buying those MSDN licenses, or a Windows servers to run applications on, or you've bought maybe Azure and you're developing on it, don't get stuck. You know, this is a factory level support. The way we've staffed this group is we've taken some of the very brightest from Microsoft who have worked in development in our product groups, in our developer support. We've taken this group and we've put them together just to provide really tier one support to our customers, so that when they do build on Microsoft, they're not going to have too many worries about what they do if something falls down.
Thanks, Jeremy. I really appreciate all of that. Now I'd like to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is the brand new Microsoft Surface. As most of you guys know, we just released the Microsoft Surface RT, which runs a runtime version of Windows 8. That's the RT. And what I thought I'd do is talk about the top 10 features, the things that I think are really cool about the Surface. And so here's my Surface. I have it right here. I actually bought 5 of them. I got mine off the website, which I'll give you the website address here in just a few minutes. I ordered mine off the website, and my wife and my daughter liked it so much that I ended up buying them one. My son wanted one, so he's getting one. And then I just bought 2 for my mom and dad for Christmas. So, Mom, Dad, hope I didn't ruin that surprise, but I will probably see you with your Surfaces before you see this. So I think I'm safe. So let's talk about what I think is really cool about the Surface. One of the things that I'd like to point out is that if you've got an iPad or an Android tablet, generally those devices are companion devices. They work great, but they really need a computer to make them whole. You can do email on them. You can surf the web on them. You don't have to have a computer with them, but if you want to sync music to them, you want to do things like that. Generally, they're good at that type of thing. They're a great companion device, but they're not really a full-fledged set it up and use it type tablet, you know, PC-like tablet, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here. And that's one of the big benefits I see in the Surface, is that it is a tablet. I can use it just as a tablet. I just pulled the keyboard off. I can add the keyboard back on. There's the click, and then I can just flip the kickstand out and set it up and use it just like I would a regular laptop. Now, the other thing that's really cool about this is that it runs Windows, right? It runs Windows RT. It won't run legacy Windows apps. We've got the Microsoft Surface Pro that should be available in the January timeframe that will run legacy Windows apps. I thought that was going to be a big deal, but the more I use my Windows 8 Surface RT, the less I miss legacy Windows apps. And by legacy Windows apps, what I mean is apps that were written for Windows 7 and anything prior to Windows 7. There are two keyboards available, and both keyboards act as a cover. This is the touch cover, and it comes in a variety of different colors. It's thin. It acts as both a cover and a keyboard. It doesn't have actually real keys, but it does have raised key surface, and it's actually a lot better than I thought it would be. When I type on it, I don't make mistakes. It's very easy to type on. It feels pretty natural. Of course, if you like the tactile feel of a real keyboard, you can get the type cover. And really the only downside to the type cover is that it adds about another 2 or 3 millimeters to the thickness of the entire device. Not really a big deal. Still pretty cool. Also, we've got, I don't know if you can see this on the screen, but right there, you probably can't see it, but I've got a little SD card in there, and you can expand these. This is a 64 gig Surface RT. I put a 64 gig SD card in it, and now I've got 128 gigs of storage on my device. HDMI is built in. I've got an HDMI connector. I can hook it up to a TV. I can go into Xbox Video, which is one of the apps that comes with the Surface, and play videos on my TV. Also, if I have an Xbox, I can use Smart Glass, and we'll talk about Smart Glass in just a second. We've got a USB 2.0 port on the RT. On the Windows Surface Pro, it's going to be a 3.0 port. Office is included. It comes with a version of Office RT. We include an email app. I get 8-plus hours of battery life, and this thing is very light. I don't know if you guys have seen the YouTube video, but there's a YouTube video of somebody making a Surface into a skateboard, and that's pretty cool, and just shows you how tough it is. It's actually made of what we call it a vapor mag case. It's a magnesium composite case, so tough. Very, very useful, fast, just a great all-around device.
Yeah, Lex, one of my favorite features is the kickstand. And the way I've been using that recently is I've been popping it out, and I've been loading up some YouTube videos on how to play guitar and some chord charts. And I set it right on my desk, and then I pull out my guitar, and I try and learn. Now, you know, I'm nowhere near where you can play guitar. You're a very accomplished guitar player, but for me, YouTube is my tutor, and I've been learning it. And without that kickstand, I'd probably have it propped up on a coffee cup or something like that. But it's been fun to use it that way.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny that you mentioned that, because I have found two great apps. One's a guitar tuner, and that's typical of most tablets, right? And the other one is essentially an interactive chord chart for guitar. So I love that as well. You can pick a chord, and then you strum the strings, and it shows you where your fingers should be and what the chord sounds like. So that's pretty cool as well. But yeah, awesome, you know, usability case. YouTube is great on it. Also, we have a Netflix app. We have a Hulu Plus app. We have all sorts of apps. I know that one of the big selling points of some of the other tablets is the number of apps that they have available. That's cool. We'll get there as far as quantity, but it's more about quality, right? How many word processors do you need? How many, you know, spreadsheets do you need? Really, I just care about having one that works and does a great job, and we certainly have that in the marketplace. And if you don't have one of the Surface devices, and you know, you do have a PC that's running Windows 7 and you want to upgrade to Windows 8, do that and go into the marketplace. There's no difference between the apps that run on a standard Windows 8 Pro or Windows 8 Enterprise device There's no difference, right? Those apps will work on the Surface RT. Anything you can purchase from the marketplace works fine either on a desktop running Windows 8 or a Surface running either version of Windows 8, Windows 8 RT for the Surface RT or Windows 8 Pro. If you're interested in a Surface, you can go to www.surface.com and you can order one right there on the website. There are three options. There's the 32 gig without a keyboard, there's the 32 gig with a keyboard, and there's a 64 gig with a keyboard. You can also find a local Microsoft store. We've got stores in a lot of the big cities. There's one in Houston, there's one in Seattle, there's Orlando, there's New York. We've got them all over the country, one in Atlanta. And then for the holidays, what we've done is we've set up these pop-up stores. And essentially it's, you know, about the size of three or four of those kiosks that you see in the mall. They're fully stocked with Surfaces. So just go up to surface.com and find a store near you. In the meantime, there's plenty of YouTube videos up there. If you want to research the Surface, there's tons of stuff on the Surface at www.surface.com. Well, guys, that's it for this this month's show. I want to thank you guys for sticking with us, and you know, certainly we appreciate your viewership. As always, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at topp@microsoft.com. That's topp@microsoft.com. Thanks, and that's your taste of Premiere.